a missile or some kind of streaking object was seen in the sky at the same time TWA Flight 800 exploded.
I saw an object rise out of the ocean.
It was moving very rapidly.
And then start climbing, passing my altitude, and the explosion.
And the very next day, the FBI came to talk to me.
The documentary is called TWA Flight 800.
This morning on our Como Newsline, director Christina Borgeson and producer Tom Stahlkup. Good morning to both of you.
How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Christina, what inspired you to take part in this project?
Well, I was producing at CBS at the time that it happened, and I was assigned to look into it. And I ran into some problems when I started asking questions, difficult questions. And happened to me again when I was working for another network. So, you know, this was a story that kind of bit me and followed me around. And then I met Tom Stahlkup, and we started working together intermittently. So that's my history with it.
And this is, for those that don't recall the details, this happened in 1996. The plane had just taken off from JFK, and it came down, all 230 people on board. Tom, I want to ask you, what's the evidence that there was something not right about this?
Well, the hard evidence, which all the investigators, the inside investigators in our documentary come out to explain to the public, is, well, I'll list it, a few of it here, but there's a high-velocity detonation recorded on radar, unexplained by the NTSB, but happens to dovetail with what the eyewitnesses saw. The eyewitnesses saw a southbound object. This was a southbound asymmetric explosion, coinciding with the loss of electrical power on that aircraft. Also, there were explosive traces found throughout the aircraft, internal penetrations from the outside into the fuselage, and as well as high-velocity fractures found throughout that airplane. Now, all this evidence is consistent with a proximity-fused missile, but if you look at the NTSB final report, they didn't look for that type of missile damage.
Christina, there are some critics who say, you know what, this was investigated exhaustively. Why bring this up and bring it up for the family members of the victims again all these years later?
First of all, to say that it was investigated exhaustively, you know that no source for this alleged spark that blew up the fuel tank was ever presented. So the government's own investigation was not complete. And as for the families, obviously we are very, very sensitive to their feelings. But, you know, the families are kind of divided on this. There were some who really would just not rather revisit it. And there are many who support our efforts, who, you know, we're not...
sending letters to the NTSB as we speak.
Yeah, and emails to us. So, you know, it's a divisive and very sensitive issue, but we do have a lot of supporters among the families.
Tell us where people can see this documentary tomorrow night.
Okay, it's at Epix HD. It's a premium cable channel. If you don't happen to get it, you can go online at epixhd.com. That's HD for high definition, and get a 14-day free trial. So 8 p.m. on the 17th.